John Petherham and Janice Newton interview David Henderson. Cabbage Tree Boundaries, November 2021.
So when you go through, I'm not sure how far Cabbage Tree goes, but the private area sort of went quite close to Slaty Creek Campsite 1.
Yes, yes.
So where did Slaty Creek start and end? Oh, so where did Cabbage Tree start and where
do
did
you want
it
to
end?
Have a look at your big map?
No, well, I don't know that there's a start and end.
Oh, it's a pretty diffuse area. That's the impression I have, yeah.
Yes, and it goes up Cabbage Tree Hill up until where Bonaldo's lived up there.
Oh,
that
okay.
Was still Cabbage Tree.
It was Tavistock, was that in Cabbage Tree?
No.
Okay. So, Cabbage Tree Hill on Petticoat Road there?
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, and then was Cabbage Tree, did it run right past Humbug Hill to the Melbourne Road?
Oh, no. Just a settled area there and up here.
Okay, now I understand that now.
Can you say where it's not Cabbage Tree Hill then?
Yes, well, I can put this in. But you know, from Petticoat Road and where sort of Cabbage Tree Hill is, isn't it?
Yes, Petticoat's still up in Cabbage Tree.
Okay, and then up Mopo Creek? Or not really?
It wasn't considered Cabbage Tree, I suppose, Mopo.
And then going north would include Humbug Hill?
Never thought of that.
Yeah, okay. And then Ross's Place, Ross's Dam and all that. That's in Cabbage Tree?
Yes.
And Kate's Paddock and all that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And so Long's Gully, the bottom of Long's Gully would have been Cabbage Tree.
Yeah,
I'm glad you didn't say it was a straight line because the way I hear about places in Cabbage Tree, they spread over quite a big area, but not a very well defined one.
Well, of course, I look at maps differently to other people. I look at them upside down.
I notice your old one, you said.
They were all facing north.
Yeah.